Hey guys, thanks for being a part of the podcast here. If you do want to see the video version of the podcast, head over to YouTube there so you can see me as well as every guest that comes on here, and you can see us live and in action.
Have you ever wondered why some speakers are just so confident while others aren't? Perhaps you are that speaker that isn't confident in your speaking. You're not confident in yourself. You're not confident being in front of people. You just really lack the confidence. And you're wondering, how in the world do I get the confidence? Well, good news. We're going to share with you today how you can build up your confidence to be a confident public speaker. What's up, guys? This is Philip Sessions, your public speaking and communication coach, here to help you today to get the confidence in your speaking. So first, let's bust this myth about the fact that people are just born confident. I'll say maybe 1%, just to give that out there. 1% of people are just born confident. But I really think it all comes down to the way they were raised. And that's something that I'm trying to do with my daughter right now as she tries new things. I'm trying to tell her that she's brave and really support her and give her encouragement as she does things good. And when she fails at something, I encourage her to try again. So I want her to realize that it's okay to fail. It's okay not to do something well, that you just need to go try again. And eventually you're going to make it happen. I'm also trying to help her understand how to solve her own problems. And one thing that she did, her crib, it's got these little slates on it. So there's just little holes that she can stick her arm in. My arm's too big to stick in there. But she had a stuffed animal in there. And rather than, oh, okay, let me get it, because it was too far out, she couldn't get it, I had to go push it closer. And then she started to grab it. And then she got to the top of the rail with her hand. And she couldn't get the stuffed animal over. Of course, her hand wouldn't go through the rail. And so I said, reach your other arm over. And I kind of grabbed it real quick to show her. And then she reached her arm over and then finally got it. And then there was another time later, we went in there and she saw that and she grabbed it. And then she brought her hand up and she was like, what do I do? I can't get it. And I'm like, remember, reach your arm over. And then she reached her arm over the rail and grabbed it. And now every time she goes to get her stuffed animal out of her crib, she does that exact thing. I don't even have to tell her anymore. And that's because I built up that confidence in her. I gave her that ability to start doing that. And I didn't just give it to her. And so the confidence that you see in some people where they're just ultra confident in whether it's speaking or anything else, I really think comes from being in an environment where their parents made them learn on their own. They gave them the power, if you will, to go do those things on their own. So they built up this confidence on their own. But most people don't start out confident. And so just like my daughter with getting the stuffed animal, the toy out of the crib, same thing for you when it comes to public speaking. You have to take it one step at a time. You have to start speaking and really building up this muscle, just like we get big muscles in the gym because we're lifting weight over and over and we're tearing the muscle down and we're building it back up. And then we put more weight on and we build bigger and stronger muscles. It's the same thing for us when it comes to our speaking. We have to be unconfident, but we still have to push through. We have to maybe go to failure where we do flop on a speech. Hopefully it's not in front of too many people or a detrimental time, but you have to start speaking. So what can you do in order to build up that confidence muscle of speaking? And what you can do is what I talk about a lot of times. So you probably have heard this before, but I'm going to repeat it again. Get your phone, literally take a selfie video, post it on social media. Do that every single day for the next 30 days. I guarantee within 30 days, if you do that, especially if you go live over 30 days, you will gain confidence in speaking. It may not be you ready to go speak in front of an audience of 1,000 people or anything like that, or on a specific subject, but if you go and do a live for 30 days, even just 2 minutes a day for 30 days, you will gain that confidence muscle that, you know what, it's really not that bad. I didn't die after doing this. I wasn't struck down dead by lightning or anything like that. Nobody ridiculed me so much that I died. I had to go delete my social media. And I could tell you this, not necessarily from firsthand now, But there was somebody I helped out last year, and we did a live video challenge. After 6 days, this guy went from the Facebook Live where it counts down 3, 2, 1, being scared to death, not knowing what he was going to talk about. 6 days later, 6 days in a row, all of a sudden he's like, all right, let's do this thing. And just 3, 2, 1, all right, no big deal. Hey, you know, it's, and he'd start talking there and he would just have a conversation. And guess what? By day 30, he was doing 5 to 10 minutes for a live instead of the 2 minutes that the challenge was. So if you want to build up your confidence as a speaker, start doing live videos. Just start doing videos in general, being consistent with those, doing those over and over and over again, building up that muscle, tearing it down, building it back up, and slowly building that confidence in yourself. And that is exactly how a confident speaker is born. It starts there, just starting to do video and then getting very clear on what it is that your message is and talking about that same thing over and over again. Just like you see people that are very good at mathematics or physics or whatever thing, they are a wizard in that area. It's because they've done it time and time and time again. So if you have not spent thousands of hours on speaking, you've got to start speaking to get to those thousands of hours. So you have that repetition in and you have that muscle memory to be a great speaker. So if you're struggling to be a confident speaker right now, that's what you do. You go do lives. You just start doing videos, start cranking them out, start talking to whoever you want, whoever you can, whoever will listen to you. Put in the reps, put in the hours. And then eventually you will become that confident speaker that you want to be.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Speaking Sessions Podcast. If you got anything out of this episode, make sure to leave us a review and share it with a friend. If there's anything you would like to hear on the podcast, please let me know. Shoot me a DM with your question or topic you want me to cover, and I'll make sure to cover it on a future episode. But with that, have a healthy and blessed day.